And now the story of a political journey by one voter that may be repeated in different ways between now and November. But just a reminder, tomorrow is Super Tuesday, where 865 delegates hang in the balance for Democrats, 661 for Republicans. There are 116 delegates up for grabs in Massachusetts on the Democratic side, 42 delegates on the Republican side, and a lot of power rests with so-called unenrolled voters in that state, people who aren't registered with a particular party but are still free to cast a vote on Super Tuesday. Massachusetts is a must-win for Senator Bernie Sanders, who usually does well with white northeastern liberals. But Hillary Clinton isn't making it easy for him. The two candidates are virtually neck and neck in the polls. And here's the journey. One millennial Democratic voter is with us now who used to be on the fence. Tori Knobloch, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're 26 years old, right?
Yes, I am.
A Massachusetts Democrat.
Correct.
And you've been on a journey. From Planet Sanders to Planet Clinton. Can you explain how that worked out?
Sure. Well, back when the election was just kicking off, I was very drawn to Bernie because his policies really hit on a lot of the day-to-day issues that are important for millennials, such as college debt and the poor job market for millennials, as well as the racial injustice that we're seeing in prison reform and economic reform and marijuana legislation. Those are all issues that are important to people my age and affect our day-to-day lives. And so I was very drawn to Bernie in the beginning, and I had this, what I can only describe as an ick factor about Hillary Clinton. I just looked at her and I didn't like her. And as I thought more and more about that, I couldn't place why I didn't like her. And sure, like I disagreed with some of her past policies, and I think some of the things that she says I don't agree with, but I think that she ultimately is the smartest person in the room, and what was holding me back was sort of a latent misogyny within myself that she had to be likable or she had to be cool. She's trying so hard to be cool with the Snapchatting and everything, and that sort of turned me off. But ultimately,
wait a second. So you had to confront your own self-hatred?
Well, it's not my own self-hatred. I think that simply by existing in our society, we internalize a lot of sexist media, and if you look at any mainstream picture that is at the top of any Hillary article. You know, she's kind of got crazy eyes. They call her shrill. They talk about what she's wearing, what her hair is like, often as much as they're talking about the issues. And I think I was responding to that. I was like, wow, yeah, no, she does look like she's kind of, you know, got that crazy look in her eyes. But I think it's really a photo editing issue.
Do you think that's going to go away as we get into a one-on-one campaign? I mean, God knows when that will be, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. Well, I think it's going to be interesting after the results of tomorrow. I think that will tell us whether or not we're in for a long haul in this primary or if we're going to be moving on to a general election quickly. And it's hard to say exactly if we end up in a Hillary-Trump situation, exactly how that would play out, both in the debates and in the national media. I think
sure.
I'm personally very interested to see how that would go.
There's also the issue question. I mean, Hillary makes the point. This is her message. I'm a progressive who can get things done. Bernie Sanders is a kind of a fringe senator who's a socialist, who is certainly very credible and a great candidate, but still is not going to be able to get things done the way Hillary has a track record of getting things done. Does that resonate with you at all?
It does. And I think reading over both of their platforms, I find I was just looking at their racial justice pages on their website yesterday, and Bernie's is much longer, and it breaks it down into all sorts of, you know, small details that need to be resolved. So reforming police culture is one of the things he lists on his racial justice thing. And that's great. We do need to reform police culture. Like, that's an incredibly complicated issue. There's no concrete resolution that I've heard from him on small issues like that. Whereas Hillary's page is shorter, but it's much more in depth in terms of what the concrete policies that she wants to set up to best fight racial injustice in this country. And I think that more and more millennials are sort of seeing that she has real plans in place. And while they love Bernie's message, they also want to see things get done.
So, Tori, it's Hillary. You're not moving anymore, right?
I'm not moving anymore. I already voted absentee.
All right. Tori Knobloch is a 26-year-old Massachusetts Democrat. Thanks so much, Tori.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.